All right, ready to dive in. Today, we're exploring a concept that might just change the way you think about trading, like completely.
Okay, I'm game. Hit me with it.
We're talking about tuning out all that noise, all the chatter, and finding your edge.
Finding your edge, huh?
Yeah, but not just any edge, an edge you build by really going deep, focused, personal analysis, charts over chatter, data over distractions, that kind of thing.
I like where this is going, and it's funny you should say that because it often feels like people forget that trading at its core, it's as much about mastering your own mind as it is about mastering the markets, you know?
Whoa, okay, that's a good one. Mastering your mind, I like it.
Because think about it, the best athletes, they don't get to the top by getting swept up in what the crowd's saying, right?
That's true.
They stick to their training, their game plan, they trust that inner compass.
And that analogy, it really resonates when you look at how crazy the trading world is these days. You know, it's like everyone's trying to be the loudest voice in the room. Everyone's predicting the market's every move. And it's, well, it's overwhelming to say the least.
Absolutely.
You've got news articles screaming at you to buy or sell. Social media is blowing up with hot stock tips every 5 seconds. It's enough to make anyone's head spin.
And that right there, that's where so many traders, they get tripped up.
Yeah.
They let themselves get pulled in by all that noise, all that conflicting information. And then what happens? They start doubting their own analysis.
It's easy to second guess yourself, for sure.
Absolutely. And they start making decisions based on emotions. Fear, or let's be real, FOMO.
Oh, yeah. The fear of missing out.
The FOMO is real. And we both know that rarely, if ever, leads to good trades.
It's almost like trying to navigate a maze blindfolded,
mm-hmm.
with everyone around you shouting directions.
Ooh, I like that analogy.
You're bound to hit a wall at some point.
Yeah.
And I think you've even said this before, that you've felt that, haven't you?
Oh, for sure.
That bombardment of info, and you freeze up.
It's analysis paralysis.
Exactly.
And one of the examples you gave me really hit home, the idea of, I don't know why anyone would do this, but reacting to like market rumors on Twitter.
Oh my gosh.
Versus trusting your own, you know, well thought out technical indicators.
Right.
It just shows how easily all that noise out there can throw you off, even if you've got a good strategy.
Ouch. Yeah. I think we've all been there, right?
Probably.
So the big question is, how do we escape that cycle? How do we break free and start making trading decisions that are, you know, clear, confident?
Yeah. How do we do that?
It's a good question, right?
It's about making that shift. You know, going from reactive to proactive, instead of letting the market push you around, we're going to take the reins.
Okay. I like that. Taking the reins.
Yeah.
Be in control.
Exactly. Become the architect, you know,
yeah.
of your own trading destiny.
Architect of your own trading destiny. I love it. So where do we even begin? Because one of the sources you shared, it talked about having a dedicated workspace. Is that the first step?
I'd say so. Yeah. It might seem like insignificant, but honestly, your environment, it really impacts your trading big time. Yeah, it's really hard to ignore all the noise from the outside world when you're surrounded by distractions right there in your own home.
Yeah, no more trying to like analyze those candlestick patterns with the TV blaring in the background, huh?
Exactly. You need that dedicated space, you know, your own quiet zone where you can just like really get into those charts. And I think you even highlighted this yourself in your notes.
I did. It's like switching your brain into trading mode.
There you go.
When you step into that space.
Yep.
And speaking of getting in the zone, another source I found talked about routine. Sticking to a consistent routine. Can you elaborate on that a bit?
Oh, absolutely. Routine it's essential for discipline, for consistency, for your trading.
Consistency, yeah.
So instead of just kind of like sporadically checking the markets whenever you have a free moment, it's more like, you know, a daily workout for your trading muscles.
I like that. A trading workout.
Yeah. You block out a specific time each day dedicated just to those charts. Could be first thing in the morning, or maybe you're a night owl.
Some people are.
Doesn't matter. The key is to make it a habit. Non-negotiable.
And I imagine this also helps with, well, it helps us avoid making those rash decisions.
Right.
The ones fueled by, let's say, emotion.
100%. Because when you've got that routine, you're less likely to get swept up in the moment. You're not as prone to making those fear-based decisions or FOMO trades.
Nobody wants those.
Instead, you're approaching the market with a calm, analytical mindset, ready to make those clear decisions.
So we've got our workspace. We're sticking to a routine. Now, can we finally talk charts?
Let's do it. Remember, we're all about that independent analysis. We're training ourselves to tune out the noise, right?
Yeah.
Develop our own interpretations from those charts.
Right. And you mentioned one of my sources really emphasized moving averages. How do those play into becoming, you know, a better chart detective?
So moving averages, they're kind of like those trails you see on hiking maps, right?
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Helping you see the general directions, smoothing out all the little bumps along the way.
That's a great analogy. They help us see the bigger picture. We can identify trends over different time periods, you know? So you might use a short-term moving average if you're trying to pinpoint like entry and exit points.
Yeah, but then use a longer-term one to get a sense of the overall trend. But here's where it gets even cooler. One of the sources you had actually recommended using multiple moving averages, like all on the same chart.
Oh, okay. So instead of just one trail, now we've got multiple trails to follow. We're talking next level map reading here. What's the advantage of that?
It helps you see those moments where, you know, maybe the short-term trend, it lines up perfectly with the long-term trend, or maybe it starts to like diverge. And those points where they either converge or diverge, that's where the real magic happens. Those are your signals.
Okay, so we're starting to crack the code a little bit, but we're not just like passively staring at these charts.
Yeah.
We have to actively engage with them, analyze our decisions. And that's where the trading journal comes in, am I right?
You got it. And you know, this is a stumbling block for a lot of traders.
Really?
Yeah, they get so caught up in the moment.
The excitement.
Yeah, the excitement of the trade, the thrill, you know, that they forget to actually like reflect on what happened. One of your sources said it best. They said, most traders only remember the wins, but a journal, it forces you to confront those losses.
It's true. We tend to block those out.
Right.
But we need to learn from them.
Exactly. It's like having trader amnesia. We need that journal to be like, hey, remember when you did this? Why'd you do that?
We need that reality check.
Yeah, we got to turn those losses into lessons. When we analyze our trades, we start to notice our own patterns, the good and the, well, the not so good. Exactly. So our workspace, that sets the stage. Our routine keeps us focused. Our technical analysis tools, they're like our market decoder rings, right? And the trading journal, that's our accountability partner. But there's one last piece to this puzzle, isn't there? Continuous learning.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Uh-huh.
Because trading, it's not about reaching some finish line. It's about the journey. The markets are always changing. New strategies pop up. And our own understanding of technical analysis, it deepens over time. We've got to stay curious, you know, open to new ideas, always trying to improve our game.
I love that. So it's not about finding that like magic formula. It's about constantly searching, learning, adapting.
Yes.
Becoming a student of the market.
You got it. Remember that trader we were talking about earlier?
Yeah.
The one who turned their results around? That could be you. Imagine consistently spotting those high probability setups, staying calm under pressure, and watching your trading account grow. But not by chance, because of your skills. Because you put in the work.
That's the dream.
Yeah.
So as you continue on this journey, and I have a feeling this deep dive has only fueled your fire, here's what I want you to think about. What does your ideal trading routine look like? What tools and strategies speak to you? Because those answers, they're out there. You just got to find them. Keep exploring, keep learning, and never stop diving deep. Until next time.